Miss Ethel Nichols.
Mrs.
Oh, Mrs. Ethel Nichols, 26 Delaware, on June 20th, 1981, on a Poland United Methodist Church History Project held in conjunction with Dr. Wiemeyer. The interviewer is Paul H. Rohrbaugh, Jr. Okay, Mrs. F. Nichols, would you like to tell us first a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm 79 years old.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad that I've been around that long. I don't mind telling my age because I think it's something. You should feel good that you've been around this long. I've had so many friends. I was married when I was 19. I had 6 children, and I had 17 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. So that's my big joy all the time. I love to take pictures, so I have pictures all over the place. As you can see, I have a whole pile here to put my album, and I have 60 albums. So.
Oh, really? Oh, that'd be neat.
Well, I take that back. I think it's about 50 something by the time I get those in. And I enjoy the outdoors, and I enjoy my church most of all. They're a real family to me. Of course, I've been there ever since I think I joined in. I have the notes up there if you can grab me. And then I was baptized. And do you want all this information?
Well, as we come to it.
I was baptized in 1906, which would make would be 19, or would be, I was 4 years old. And I joined church in 15, that'd be, I would be 13 years old. And well, what else is...
So you were raised in this area then?
Oh, yes. I was born in Poland. I said, I hope I'll go in Poland. I won't have to go somewhere else. But my children are scattered around now in different Houston, Chicago, and Toledo, and Virginia. So but we get together every once in a while. I enjoy that.
You said that you were baptized when you were 4,
mm-hmm.
and you joined when you were 15.
Right.
You mean you're not a member as soon as you're baptized? Or
no.
How is that done?
No, in those days, my mother was, when she joined church, they went in on probation first, and I don't know how long that lasted. I had some information here.
Mm-hmm.
But they would go on probation, and then I don't know how long they had to, whether they had to be good that long or what, until they would take them in and join, they could join church. But it wasn't that way when I think they just got some of it. Then they didn't have classes like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
To learn all about the church before you join, know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I was 13. I think they still, isn't it that way? They were baptized when you're a baby and you join church when you're of an age that you think you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in between the time when you were small for church? Do you remember going to church?
Yes, I remember going to church. I was telling someone the other day, I remember sitting in church beside my mother, and I would, when the minister was talking real loud, he was starting out, and then he'd kind of quiet down and he'd talk normally for a while. Then he'd start shouting again, and I thought, well, that's the end now. He's going to come at the end. And then I remember another time that we would have an evangelist come every so often to the church. And I remember when I can just see it yet. He was preaching about well, the end of the world, I thought. That's what I took it, the end of the world. He said, coming like a steam engine, coming down the track like a steam engine. And I was scared. I don't think I slept that night. I thought, well, tomorrow it's the end of the world. So I'm still predicting that. It hasn't happened yet. But.
Do you remember when that was?
Well, I couldn't have been old enough to, you know, I didn't know what they were talking about except a big train. I suppose I was 4 or 5, maybe. And then in Sunday school, we had the primary class. And anyway, then when I got to be a teenager, I got to be as a Sunday school teacher. You know, you didn't require so much then. You just, whoever would say that he'd do it, he'd do it. So I had a bunch of young girls much older than me. So I enjoyed that. It was nice. They were like my girls, you know, years after. I always remembered them.
How long did you teach Sunday school?
Well, I don't know. I went to the primary. But I was superintendent of the primary class for the primary department for a while. But I suppose, I don't know how many years I was with them.
What is Sunday school like? From talking with other people, they've said that they've been going to classes and they're even as adults. I've never known anything even like that. Mm-hmm. What is your Sunday school like?
Well, it's mostly studying the Bible and getting to know the Bible and, of course, learning to getting your. Being knowledgeable about the Bible and as I say about going to church, the same way with Sunday school, getting to know the Lord, and I go to hear the church to hear something that helps me to live a good life. And of course Sunday school we gave the one. One of my boys said one time, the treasurer would come around and collect the money from us every Sunday, you know. So he said one time, my, she must have an awful lot of money at home when she takes ours every Sunday. And that was. Then we always had Children's Day. I don't think they have that anymore. And that was all of. And all the children, Sunday school, perform some way. And they would have speeches, and some of them, they wanted to speak, and others wouldn't speak. And I had a lot of fun with that. Some of the men now that were in my class, I know the ones who sings in the choir, Adam Ostovich, and he was one of the ones who was always willing to. And then there was another one that. He had the loudest voice, and somebody said they could hear him across the street when he gave his speech. So that was kind of fun, Children's Day. They have it now, but I haven't been able to go. They haven't needed me, I think. But those were all interesting times. Another thing we did was have socials, they called them. You get together certain nights, you know, and all. I don't know how often we had them, but I know like at Halloween time we had a dress-up party, you know. And another time, it was something about that they had a big frame made, and we would dress according to some person, either like a king or a queen or something like that, and blue boy and things like that. They'd have some kind of entertainment every time. This one night, I don't remember well.
You mentioned that you remember the one sermon of when you were little. How many ministers do you remember? I understand that they don't stay very long.
Well, I can go back to Reverend Nichols. same name as mine, but spelled differently.
Oh.
I think he was the first, she was my first Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Nichols.
Oh, a woman minister.
Yeah. Somewhere here they have all the names of the ministers, but that was the first one, and that would be in 1902 or 4. I can't find it right now. Well, I go back about 70-some years.
Got quite the collection of papers.
Did you have any of these? Did they give you to...
No, none at all.
These are the... when we dedicated the new church and when they built, it has all the history of the church that probably somebody will have anyway. I'm not sure they will. And find out if you want. I'm sure there's a list of. When I was able to do things at the church, I'm kind of happy that I was trained the first acolyte. When we began having, we didn't have acolytes when I was small of course, or even teenager, just the, it's about 64, I think they started having acolytes. I got to train the first two.
Well, now, what's an acolyte?
You don't know an acolyte, well. It's young boys, and now the girls do too. The girls didn't want to at first, but they wear their robes and they light the candles on the altar. And it's kind of fun. One little fellow, they said he wouldn't. His brother was teasing him. He says, "Well, you're going to set fire to the church. We used to have them come down the middle aisle and go up on the chancel, you know." And he had him scared to death. I guess he was afraid to do it after that, or he'd burn the church down. But they've been real good, and now the girls are doing it. So I always feel happy about that. I got to help with that.
Do you remember any of the boys, the first group of boys' names that were
trained
that way?
I suppose I can't name them. Not very good at names. Right off, I can't tell you. And one of them just got married the other day, and
oh,
I remember him like that, you know. Lives up in the next street, but I don't get to see him in the college and everything. So, I was looking back here. Nichols was in 1912, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17.
17.
So 18 ministers. Since Reverend Sandman's here, the 8th. He had nine.
Do you remember which one? Do you have a favorite?
Well, yes, I don't like to say favorites, but I did have a Reverend Bryant, and he was a wonderful man. I always said he was as near God as anybody could ever would be. He was wonderful, and he was a sincere person. He was very particular about his, his appearance. Why, I remember that. We stopped at visiting one time after he left home. He was in down the southern Ohio somewhere. We stopped to see him, and we saw him go real quickly across before he came to the door, across one of the doors in the house. And he came back, he had his jacket on. He wouldn't answer the door unless he had his jacket on, because he probably was in his study, getting a sermon ready or something. He was a dear man. He lived to be, I think he was almost 90, if I remember right. We used to go visit him, and then he was with him. Oh, and anyway, about 50 miles from here in Ohio. He's the last pastor. And we used to go to visit him every so often. But I'd like them all. Reverend Hess was with me when my husband died. And I came home from the hospital, and he was sitting in the drive waiting for me. And Reverend Marston, I always thought his, when he had a funeral, he preached such a good sermon. And I told him one time, I said, I want you to come back and perform mine when I go. And he laughed at me, but I said, now I'd like the ones we've had since, so he won't need to, I guess. I like Reverend Sandeman very much, too. But I don't get into the activities of the church like I used to.
Well, what activities have you been in? Can you tell us?
I was altar guild, on the altar guild for a while, and took care of the altar. And the dinners, I always helped with the dinners. And then we had Canfield Parity, you probably heard of that. And some of you, you worked on that. One time I was the head of the dinner, I was in the old church years ago, and our missionary society was putting on a dinner. We ran out of food, and there was people still coming. And I don't know what I did, I can't remember, but I remember one of the girls started crying. She just sat down and cried. I don't remember whether, I guess we just had to turn them back. So that was always stands out in my mind. See them having dinners now, I think, well, I wonder if they have enough or if they're going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some of the things. And of course, I sang in the choir. I talked to one of my friends last night. I said, remember, if they needed altos, we went in the alto section. If they needed sopranos, we went to the soprano section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there weren't too many. There were about six or eight, probably. Or not, well, more than that, maybe 10 or 12 at a time, especially in the evening. We had Sunday evening service then, and it was always, we weren't sure how many they'd have, and so they just put us wherever the soul wasn't bass or tenor. Well, of course, I sang in the choir until I started having my children, and got kind of busy then. So, I've had a lot of experience in the church. And then we had, of course, the circles were, well, I've always been in a circle. It used to be what did they call them? Instead of circles. Can't remember. But
what do you do with?
Well, we had studied the Bible, or studied it someplace where our missionaries would be, you know. We studied the country and read about that, and you have to give talks on it. I had to talk, had the program for one meeting, and I went to this lady's, pardon me, went to this lady's house, and she looked at me kind of funny, and I said, aren't you having a circle today? And she said, no, that's tomorrow. So I was kind of embarrassed about that, but I came and I think I was talking on Esther to come and think about the book of Esther. Well, I think I said enough, haven't I?
Well,
you got some questions?
Oh, yes. Well, we keep going. You said the old church. I know it was destroyed in a fire. When was that?
That was in, yeah, 57, I think.
57? What did you do when you found out the church was destroyed?
I was very unhappy. I was And that's where I had started. See, we had no, the older church was on the same. Well, the older church was built when I was 2 years old. So I never was in the old. No, I mean, we changed from the old church to the second church they built. That's when I was just down here where the Union Bank building was. I was 2 years old then, so that's the first church I knew.
You mean there was a church before the
before
old
the one
church?
We're in now.
Oh, well, I mean before
they started out, so they had circuit riders, and they would come around. And of course, that's all in. Somebody probably will have that in the book. And then they had the services in a schoolhouse for a while, and then they built the first church. And then, of course, it was remodeled. And then when it burned, of course, then we built a new one.
What did you do in between time then? Where did you meet for church after the old one was destroyed?
Well, for a while we had church up in the school building up on north of there. Where the North School is now, the elementary school. Went there a while, and then they built the, the addition was on before that. I think right after the fire, we had the services in the brick addition that was on the back, which is now the Union Bank building back now. And I think that's where we had them. My memory goes sometimes, I can't remember some of those things. But
why did they build a new building and not rebuild the old one?
Well, I think that they felt they needed a bigger church. They had added on to the little one before. And so they built this one, which is big, and we're still adding the members, so that it's pretty well used all the time.
You mentioned that you worked out at the fair. What was that like?
Oh, that was fun. That was really fun.
It was fun?
We got a big I don't know now how much the tent cost or the space, it was plenty, so we had to work hard. And we'd have a group of the church working, baking and cooking. And we had trucks back and forth that was kept taking it out, and then we had places we could keep it in there for a while, just one day's food, at a time. Because some of them would work all night, I guess. I know one girl said she was baking pies and she left two or three of them, and the other one went home about, I don't know what time in the morning. She said that she forgot to turn off the oven. They were burnt by the time she got back. And then we had a snack bar, and I starved out in the snack bar, and it was so busy I couldn't keep. I had mostly teenagers helping, and we had one of the bosses, I'll call her, came around and she said, "You better clean up this place." And I said, "I don't have time. We're selling stuff too fast." We had sloppy joes and things, boy wieners and things like that. But the men would come in for pie early in the morning, where they'd eat their breakfast and then they'd want pie. And it kept us pretty busy.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to tell another little story out of all those things you could think of and remember, One lady was taking the steak out, a big pan of steak out of the hearth. We kept it. We must have taken it, warmed it up, I can't remember. Anyway, she spilled it in the sawdust. So that was a bad day that day. But things like that happened all the time. I know one day I spent the whole day just making soft spun beets. Just stood and stirred that all day long. Kept making it. And one of our dear older members, Mr. Barton, he would come at 5 o'clock in the morning and make pancakes for the breakfast to help with that.
Made quite a different, quite a menu, it sounds like.
Oh, we had different things. Steaks mostly. I think we had concession for 11 years, I believe. Of course, that'll all be in, I'm sure it'll all be in.
Did you work every year?
Yes, I think I did.
How many people have been in the church, like compared to when you, say when you first started, when you became a member, and then, like, till today?
I don't know what the membership is today, but it's over 1,000, I think. But that time there were probably, I'll guess 100 or so, probably in the first church. I just couldn't say. But when you've grown up in the same place all those years, it's just like a family. I said that all along. My husband was sick. They were so good to me. They came and, you know, helped anything I needed. I just feel like they're my family, my church family. And I had a birthday a short time ago, and somebody heard about it, so I got 52, well, some was family cards, but I got 52 cards all together for my birthday.
Are these some of them here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
So I really appreciate that. And I get to get out to church on Sunday morning, and that's about all the activity I can do now. That's why I said, when she asked me to do this, I said, there's so little I can do now that I'd be glad to do it.
You have here the 100-year anniversary program.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Well, I can't tell you too much about it now. We, of course, had the program and had all the ministers that we could get to come back that had been there, you know, for years. Of course, we had a program. That was when Ernie Bryant was here, I believe. And I said, this is such a wonderful person. Had a pageant.
Did you sing that?
I don't remember. That doesn't stand out too much in my mind, just what we did then. I like history anyway, I mean, to go back, you know, and see how things started and all. So I enjoyed reading, that's why I have all these extra books and things.
You've seen quite a few changes.
Indeed, I have.
What have been the biggest ones?
What's that?
What have been the biggest changes to you?
Well, I think the building.
Really?
Some people said, oh, they hate to give up the little church, you know. It just seemed like it was like your home is to you, the church home. And it was awfully hard to leave that and go into a new place. But I said, it's still my church, it's the people. Remember one lady used to say, it isn't the church, it's you. It's something they complain about the church, she'd say, it isn't the church, it's you. It's the people in the church. So as long as they were there, I feel at home there now. But I would be 55 when that happened. So I've been there long enough that I hated to leave it. In fact, I have a brick that Reverend Marston was there then. He gave me a brick from the old foundation. He said, do you want this for souvenir? I said, I sure do. Then he gave me, I've never been able to ask anybody that would know. I don't think there's anybody in church now that would know. But they had little homemade stools, at least it was the one. He found, then Reverend Marston found that somewhere up in the shelf when we moved out of the old building. And it was just about this big, and it had just a piece of carpet tacked on the top. And they said it wasn't a kneeling bench, because I don't think we kneeled even before I was there. You know, I don't think they ever kneeled. But they thought it was, people would put folks would put their feet on for a footstool in church, and I can't imagine that. I have, pardon me, I was going to look it up, but it's in the basement somewhere, I guess. And I said those two things from the old church that I had. Mementos.
Have there been any other changes that you could think of? Really affected the church?
Not really. The old church, we used to make apple butter. I didn't, because I couldn't stir it well enough to suit the ones that were the head of it. We had this dear 90-year-old woman, and she was always the boss, you know. And I remember I tried to stir it one time. She says, "No, you don't do it that way." And she took the hand away from me. So, and also it was quilting. They had quilting, and I wasn't any good at that. I sat down one day and started making stitches, and the lady next to me says, "You have to make smaller stitches." And I said, "I can't do it." And I tell the girls now, they're still making quilts over at the church. And I said, "I can't help you, because I was told once that I made too big stitches." But it didn't. I mean, I wasn't provoked at it or anything. I just made a joke of it, because I knew I couldn't sew like they did. They had some good sewers in the church.
If, you know, to so many organizations or other churches, if their church burned down, that would have been it.
Uh-huh.
No. Why did that happen to Poland's United Methodist Church? Why didn't they just fall?
I don't know. They made us work harder, I guess, for a new place.
Do you think people would work as hard today if this church...
I think they would. I feel that the young people in our church now are just as ambitious as... We don't have dinners like we used. They have maybe one or two a year, but we used to have dinners quite well. That kind of was up to the minister. I know the one minister wanted to have a dinner once every month, and he thought that was a little too often with the work. But there's always, you know, a certain group that can head it up and really work hard at it. And I feel the young people in our church are just as busy as we were, and maybe in other ways too.
Do you think, do you see the church being as important an organization in Poland as it was when you were young?
I think so. Of course, when I was young, there was only the Presbyterian Church on the other side of town and ours on this side. Now we have, I think, five churches. And as long as they're all going well, I think that's good. I know one of my sons, one time his friend went to the Presbyterian Church. And they went for their young people, I guess it was. And a friend of mine thought that was terrible, because he was a Methodist. He shouldn't be going over to the Presbyterian Church. And I said, just as long as he goes to church, that's the main thing. So we've always sort of, you know, been friends back and forth, Presbyterians, and have some very good friends. I don't feel it's that important. Maybe I'm wrong there, but I think we're all, as one lady said, we're all going to different roads, but your destination is the same. I thought that was good.
You mentioned some of the societies that you remember of. Do you remember any of the people that were in with you?
You mean in the groups?
Uh-huh.
Some of the best workers or some of the...
Or whatever, you're some of your best friends.
Mrs. Ogden was one of them. She and Grace Kearns, just a little lady that lived to 99 years old, and her sister, Mrs. Ogden. And Mrs. Andrews, my Sunday school teacher, I always loved her because, you know, she's my first Sunday school teacher. And, there's so many I couldn't... They were some of the older ones in the church. But they've been friends that when they're moved away somewhere, you go to try to go to see them, you know, you don't like to give them up. I know some of the ministers who've gone to visit. There's one, Reverend Lockhart, and I think he's still up in, not Sandusky, but the other, Ashtabula. He has a church there, and we went to visit him, and the church was so much like the old church, we thought we was back in our old church again.
Really?
That was just, you know, a few years ago we went to visit it. So that was almost like coming back to the old church.
Have you ever been to the bank building that's where the church was?
Yeah.
Is it anything like it?
No, you forget all about the church, except the back part looks pretty much the same. They have offices in there. And but I don't think of it now when I go around there. I don't. We've been over here long enough now that it's home.
How is that referred to? Is it the old church?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. For some of us anyway.
Is are there any favorite days that you remember with the church? Any days in particular?
Yeah.
Or especially meaningful to you at the church?
Right off, I can't think of it. There were many of them, probably. We don't think of any now. Whenever I could go to church, I was happy.
Did you think of anything we haven't talked about that perhaps you'd like to say?
Probably after you go, I'll think of several things. Right at the moment, I don't think of anything. I made a few notes, but I think I've mentioned all of them.
Mm-hmm. Were you married in the church?
No, I was married in the parsonage.
In the parsonage? Where's that at?
That was over in the next street, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Then, that time. Then they moved. They were down on Water Street when I was a young kid. And then they moved up there. And then they moved over next to the church, and now they're over on Shawbute.
Jeez.
So the parsonage moved around a little bit.
Is there classrooms in the building? In the church? Your Sunday school classes, maybe
you
in
mean
the church?
This church now?
Right.
Yes, they have. I don't know how many, several.
What about the old church? What did you do for Sunday schools?
Well, we more like the older class would sit in the church part apart, and our Sunday school was a sliding door. And I know when I had the teenage girls, we sat over in one corner and somebody else would be in the other corner of the room. And then the primary was sort of shut off when we were in primary. It was a little room where it wouldn't be as big as this, I don't think. And then the other part is where the choir went in, to go in the choir, and they kind of, we didn't have robes in, but it's a special room for them to be in. So they were all small. That's why the new church seemed it was so big I couldn't get used to it.
Yeah. In comparison, yeah. Uh-huh. How long was your church day? How long would you spend in church?
How long what?
How long would you spend in church? How much of your day?
Well, it all depends on what we were doing. I'd go for after Sunday school for till just, I suppose 10, 20 years ago, maybe I gave that up. It's too early in the morning for me. My husband, he didn't like to go to Sunday school. He'd go to church with me, so I kind of quit going to Sunday school, so he'd go to church with me.
Well, when would that start? When would Sunday school start?
Oh, 9:30, I think.
When would that start?
And then 10:30 was service. Then, we was always doing something, having some kind of a social or choir practice and all those things, you know, took time. I could work real fast then. I get a lot done. I remember I made cookies. Something we had, I made cookies a lot. So I have a lot of memories. They come up every once in a while, you know, something will come up that I think of, remember. But I think I've talked too long now.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, well, thank you for our interview.
Glad to do it.
You told us quite a bit. Really, really appreciate you taking time out and working with.
As I say, it's some little thing I can do for the church now. I'll be happy.
Yeah.